The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host today, Steve Elkins, sitting in for John Stabmiller. He's a little under the weather, so I'm happy to step in. Today's date is July 5th, 2017. I've got a great show for you lined up today. I got a specialist I met at an Eagle Forum meeting a couple weeks back. I think this is some great information that you're going to want to know. You're going to want to investigate yourself and look around in your area and see what's going on. I'm talking about EMF, electromagnetic frequency. I got a specialist from out here in California. And first, I actually want to say thank you, John, again, for allowing me to sub today. You got me out of some work today. I was supposed to be out in my garage packing up things, getting ready to move out of the sanctuary state of California. So I got a day off from my packing. My wife is probably frowning right now, but I'm thankful, John, for allowing me to do the show today to get out of that little work out in the hot garage today. So I appreciate that. When I head out to Round Rock, Texas, on my way down to Florida, I'm going to stop off and see John. And John, I owe you a beer, so it's coming. So get thirsty. On the phone, I have Eric Windheim, an EMF specialist. Let me give you a little bio on Eric before we actually bring him on air here. Sharp guy, knows his stuff. And like I said, I met him at an Eagle Forum meeting. So let me give you a little bit of his certifications here. Mr. Eric Windheim is a building, biology, environmental consultant, and electromagnetic radiation specialist certified by the International Institute of Building, Biology, and Ecology. Mr. Windheim is an expert at EMF detection, measurement, reduction, and elimination, certified to advise homeowners, home buyers, architects, builders, building inspectors, and engineers in the methods and practice that create and maintain a minimum presence of electromagnetic fields in homes and low-rise commercial buildings. Mr. Windheim is a house doctor who examines, evaluates, and reduces EMF exposure in buildings to create safe havens in a toxic electromagnetic world, and his clients sleep better and feel much better as a result. Some clients feel better instantly when he reduces their EMF exposure. Some of Mr. Windheim's clients are medical doctors who are willing to take your call about how to remove Wi-Fi in particular, improve their health at home, and reduce pain and suffering for office work and staff. In June of 2012, Mr. Windheim founded Sacramento Smart Meter Awareness that led to SMUD to become the first municipal electric utility in the USA to allow removal of biologically experimental wireless radiation, emitted smart meters, and replacement with regular analog meters that do not emit wireless radiation. So I'm going to bring him on the show. Eric Windheim, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Steve.
Well, I cut it down a little bit short because I know we're going to have open lines here very shortly, and the open line number is 1-800-313-9443. I want to thank you very much for the short time span I gave you to get ready for this. I know you're a very busy guy. You were out there in the field today, and you made it back at home just in time, so we have a good connection here to talk to you about this very, very important issue of electromagnetic frequency. Now, first, I got my suspenders on here. I'm going to be playing a little bit of Larry King here. Got to put on the dark glasses. But I wrote out a whole series of questions. But first thing I want to do is start off and ask you the question, how did you get involved in this whole thing of EMF? How did you get involved in this? How did you first? What's your first exposure?
Well, it started in 2008. I wanted to protect my computer from what I found to be an electromagnetic toxin that shortens the life of anything with a printed circuit board. And it's called dirty electricity, or more technically, high-frequency voltage transients. That means any kind of deviation away from the 60-cycle sine wave in a rapid and erratic manner. And it plays havoc with printed circuit boards. So I bought a Stetzer meter, and this measures dirty electricity, and I wanted to protect my computer. So I took it to my parents' house, and the meter went off the top end of the chart. And I said, wow, maybe the meter's broken, and I didn't think any more of it. That was 2008. In 2009, my mom got cancer for the second time, and my dad's peripheral neuropathy was making him stumble and fall down all over the house. And found out mom had cancer, so we had to haul her out of the house and bring her up here to live with me close by. And dad recovered very rapidly, as far as he could. As soon as we got him out of the house, his peripheral neuropathy stopped, the floor wasn't vibrating, his legs weren't cold, dark red and dark blue. I said, man, you know, what changed? Well, we got him out of the house. Later on, when I got certified in 2015, I went back with the proper equipment and found out that they had magnetic fields on the bed of 4 to 14 milligauss. Anything over 5 is extreme, and you should avoid it today. The dirty electricity was about 5,000 Stetzer units. 50 is the safe amount, maximum safe amount. So I felt very, very sad that this had happened, and it happened right in front of me, and I didn't know. And then in the meantime, in 2010, my utility, Sacramento Municipal Utility District, tried to put one of those smart meters on my bedroom wall, and I knew enough about those things to know that they were lying and they were hurting people. So I started going to the SMUD board meetings all by myself, spoke twice a month for 2.5 years, 96 times, and we got the analog meter back, and we got the utility SMUD to become the first municipal utility in the USA to allow analog meters. And they had put meters on 99.996% of all the homes, so I started after they completed their project. But we got them to relent, turn around, and give us the analog meter. Then, at that point, I actually said, well, okay, God, you delivered us from the smart meter. What do I do now? I'm so polarized on this, I can't go back to what I normally did. And I got the message, just keep moving forward, and I found out that the International Institute for Building Biology and Ecology was perfect, because what they look at is the building's got to be not only efficient, but more importantly, it's got to be safe for the people that paid for the building. It's got to be an electromagnetic haven, because out there in the world, you've got cell towers, you've got Wi-Fi, you've got smart meters, you've got overhead wires, and if you don't get good sleep, you can't rest and repair. So your sleep, your rest and repair is the most important thing, and they train you how to create sleep sanctuaries. So that's where I am today.
Fascinating, fascinating. So going a little bit more definition of EMF, you talked about a little bit about dirty technology, dirty electricity. Define those items that we probably don't think about on a regular daily basis that we use. What is dirty electricity?
Dirty electricity is one of the four EMFs. EMF is kind of a catch-all for, you know, the whole basket of electromagnetic pollution. There's electric fields, and they radiate off wires. There's magnetic fields, and they circulate around wires. There is microwave radiation, also called radio frequency radiation, or RF for short, or wireless. And that is literally electrical waves flying through the air as a communication method. And then there's dirty electricity, and dirty electricity is the result of, we had the Arab oil embargo back in 1973, and suddenly we realized we had to use electricity more efficiently. Until that point in time, we had transformers that transformed high voltage to low voltage, and they worked great, and they were clean. Then we discovered something called the switch mode power supply that produces, it'll transform 120 volts down to 12 volts much more efficiently, like 80% more efficiently. It's 20 times smaller, 20 times lighter, and probably 100 times cheaper. So what's not to like about that? Well, the dirty electricity. It generates this electricity. Get this. Here are the common sources. Dimmer switches, compact fluorescent light bulbs, those curly bulbs, solar system inverters, variable speed pool pumps, variable speed HVAC systems. And you can have a clean house or have everything in your house turned off. And when the neighbor next door turns those on, it comes through the utility local grid and comes into your house. So that's the equivalent of turning on your sink and having your neighbor's sewage show up in your kitchen sink. It's electrical sewage.
Right. Now, can you share with us can you share with us kind of a personal experience, not maybe yourself personal, but maybe one of your clients without mentioning name? I mean, how you went in, you found out how high the sources of EMF was, and you basically, you didn't eliminate it all completely, but you did eliminate enough to where the signs and symptoms disappeared and the person's living a much happier life. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, sure. I have actually, just in the last year, had three physical confrontations myself with this where I became symptomatic. The last one was at a home in the mountains where they have a off-grid solar battery system where the panels on the roof charge batteries and then that runs the house. There's no power line within miles. Okay, so they have this wonderful high-tech solar battery inverter charger. And I got on the scene, and I'm going, holy smoke, this is over 20,000 Stetzer units, also known as GS or Gram Stetzer units. And within 15 minutes on the job, I started to get groggy, kind of like, you know, if you've had a long drive all day and then you have a beer or something, and you're just really tired. So a half hour into the evaluation, I was forgetting what I was supposed to be doing. I was sluggish. My brain wasn't thinking. I was just stumbling along. In fact, I felt so poorly that I didn't eat the barbecued lunch that was prepared, and I felt sick for 3 hours afterwards. And that was from working in this house with this extreme dirty electricity. I've also seen other clients suffer, too, where when you turn off the main electric panel, they say, "What did you do? What did you do?" I say, "Why?" "I haven't felt this good in 3 years." I said, "Ma'am, I just turned off your main electric circuit breaker." Right. And another woman, her dirty electricity was only 150 Stetzer units. And I plugged in one filter, and she dropped her head and let out a sigh. And when she raised her face up, tears were streaming down her eyes. And I said, "Can you tell me what's going on?" She said, "Yes, it felt like I was just let out of an electric chair."
Right. Now, you've flown all over the country in your job right now. You fly everywhere, correct?
Wherever people will pay me to go. I've been to Honolulu and worked for people that work for TV movie series. I've gone back to Arlington, Virginia, and worked for large housing corporations where they have a flotilla of cell phone antennas on the roof, and made a presentation to the board of directors, and that was another place where I got sick. You know, these huge cell phone antennas the size of plywood 4x8 sheets, they're only 80 feet from this guy's patio. And after working on that patio twice, each time, I had brain fog, bowel discomfort, like, you know, a lower intestinal flu bug might make you feel, brain fog, headache, fatigue, and it went away in 20 minutes when I left, both times. And the same thing happened to my assistant both times.
Now, just to reiterate, you said 50 GS units is a safe limit. Anything beyond that is is detrimental to your health, correct?
Well, yeah, actually, at that point, it starts to couple internally to your body. That's right. Okay. But the last incident was the microwave radiation from the cell phone antennas on the roof of this apartment complex.
Okay. Go into some of the signs and symptoms that people may not recognize and may be related to the EMF exposure.
Eric? Okay, well, I normally give people a sheet, and, you know, it says the headache, fatigue, insomnia, ringing in the ears, agitation, irritability, anxiety, brain fog, heart palpitations, blood sugar changes, frequent urination, bedwetting, loss of bowel control, and, you know, irregular or non-existent menstrual cycles. And then I say, okay, so you've got all these symptoms. Where do you feel them the most? At my house. Okay.
Right.
Well, go back and circle the ones that go away when you leave the house. Well, see, that's an indication that they have what's called a sick building. It's called sick building syndrome or building-induced sickness. And that means there's something in that building that needs attention. And then I normally go around and identify the sources and turn them off. And sometimes people feel better in the first half hour or by the next morning after they get the best sleep in 4 or 5 years.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know, you kind of caught me off guard because I had a lot of questions for you at the symposium there. I told you we had solar units, and a lot of people around here have solar energy in California. And you rolled your eyes and you talked about this, that's part of the dirty energy, correct?
Well, yeah. See, the inverter is designed to be efficient, okay? But we don't have any rules on pollution. Now, with cars, back in the 60s, when everybody wanted a muscle car, horsepower and acceleration was the name of the game. So they tuned the engine for maximum horsepower. And then later on in the 70s, we found out we're choking on all this stuff, and people are dying. So they had to put on expensive pollution controls, tune the engine down, you know, put on... $1,000 worth of equipment just to clean up the pollution. But the air is a lot better now. But we're not at that stage yet with electromagnetic radiation. They're tuning these devices for maximum economic efficiency. But I got to point out, they don't save enough money to pay for the health damage they're going to cause.
I agree. They appear to be a Trojan horse, the technology, correct? What do you say?
Well, everybody wants to be green, you know. I mean, even our California Governor Brown is green. So Brown is green. He doesn't mind that. You know, he likes to be green. Most people want to be green. It's kind of like the new patriotic. But they're killing themselves a day at a time. They're exposing themselves to all this energy-efficient equipment that for a dollar or two, they could put a proper tune filter inside the light bulb, the computer, the cell phone charger. Anything that plugs in nowadays almost always has a switch mode power supply, variable speed pool pump, solar inverter. For a handful of dollars, five or less, they could put a filter in there and keep it clean. And when we come on later to try to filter it, we have to use a broad spectrum filter that can cost hundreds or thousands of dollars.
You know, I put my ICU thinking cap on here. Of course, you know I'm in the medical field. And I just had some questions I wrote out here. I'm just glad I thought about them at the time. Talk about sensitivity, EMF sensitivity. Not everybody is going to be the same. Just as we take medications, some people tolerate medications, some don't. They find something else that works for them. I was thinking about the EMF sensitivity of people, that it's everybody's a little bit different. We're all different. And the exposure itself. So like you talk about the signs and symptoms. That's a break coming up. Eric, hang on the line here. We've got a short break.
Sure.
We'll come right back. Eric Wendheim, EMF, on the National Intel Report. Come right back.
Folks, Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. We have EMF specialist Eric Windheim on the phone here from California. I had to play that song there, had the bumper music, Blinding Me by with Science from Thomas Dolby. It just kind of fits the whole scheme of what we're talking about here, all this electrical activity in the atmosphere. And of course, it's coming, it's bouncing off us, it's going through us. And we're having some health problems. I'm going to get a quick question in, finish up with you, Eric, and then I got a caller on the line here. So you're going to want to take this call. We talked about sensitivity. Now, like I said, everybody's different. We all have sensitivity. Some are sensitive. Some are less sensitive. Some are more sensitive. The question I came up with if you have metal in your body, surgical metal in your body, you know, steel from surgeries, are you more prone to actually be a conductor of all the EMF? Is that going to be an issue?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of my clients tell me that they were in there sleeping in the room next to a smart meter. The young, healthy 35-year-old man that had an 18-inch steel rod in his leg from a motorcycle crash, he said that's where it hurt him. Some people with the fillings You see, microwave radiation, electric fields, and magnetic fields, if you've got mercury fillings in your mouth, a.k.a. silver fillings, you can set up what's called a galvanic, you can set up a battery in your mouth just by being in an electric field or a magnetic field, and sometimes people get a very bitter, sour in their mouth, sour taste. That's the metal dissolving. So, yeah, metal in the body is an antenna for this, and you can get localized pain and suffering around that area. That's true.
Well, I know in the hospital we have a lot of patients with pacemakers, and, of course, we can't get them near anything magnetized or radioactivity as far as, like, microwaves, stuff like that. So I just kind of thought about it today. I said, you know, I wonder if that metal is a conductor. So that's why I threw that question out at you. We're going to go to our first caller out of Philadelphia. Glenn, you're on the National Intel Report.
Oh,
are you there, Glenn?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're
I'm
here.
Fine, Glenn. What's your question?
Yes, hello. Wow, I can think of a million things to say. I'm aware that Europeans have been aware of this for a long time. I've acknowledged it, and I know some of their even government health agencies work to mitigate this. I'm a 56-year-old registered nurse who lives in a rented apartment with three smart meters on the wall immediately on the other side of my dining room. I also, so I work also in people's homes. There are times when I'll have days where I say, it feels like some sort of sci-fi movie or the scene out of Princess Bride where the life force is being, I feel like life force is being sapped out of me. And I also have a rather busy schedule, and which makes for an erratic sleep schedule. So my times to recuperate are precious few, you know, and depending on where I am, I can feel these effects in various ways. I know that mitigation of this has to do largely with detecting and eliminating things at the source, but I'm wondering if you're aware of any other... I sometimes find that wearing a TENS unit with a frequency of 50 hertz and with a bandwidth of 300 milliseconds, well, sometimes it can be very therapeutic. And I'm wondering things such as...
There are actual... You know, you just open up a huge can of worms, because the FCC says there's no biological impact from radio frequency radiation unless your body heats up more than 1 degree centigrade, which is 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit. But you know what? That's completely debunked by the medical industry, because they use certain frequencies short-term for various medical procedures, cauterizing arteries, you know, and unblocking nerves and this and that. So the medical community itself has completely overthrown the FCC apple cart. Low-powered radiofrequency radiation, electric fields, or magnetic fields are used in modern medicine. Okay?
So with Eric, we're going to take a short break. Eric, go ahead in 1 second. We're going to have a short break again, commercial
sure.
time. We'll be right back. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back. This is the National Intel Report. We're on the phone with EMF specialist, Mr. Eric Wendheim. Eric, go ahead and go finish up your question with Glenn out of Philadelphia. Go ahead and answer his question.
Glenn, yes, hello, Eric.
Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just saying, as a registered nurse and as someone who holds a technician class ham radio license, I'm a little more aware of things electrical, radio wave related, and biological and physiological than maybe most people, but I would suggest you prepare yourself to be barraged by an onslaught of invitations to speak on programs such as this, because you're one of the few. I was amazed, you're the first voice I've heard here on American radio speaking to the question, and it's obviously huge. I'm in a position where I can't necessarily mitigate the pollution sources at their source, so But I'm also interested in, you know, portable modalities or personal modalities that could be used on a regular basis, you know, to sort of beat this back a bit. You know, and I'm wondering if you've heard, if you have any experience with things such as TENS or Rife Technologies or the Energy Cleaner is another device. If you might have heard of that, that is supposed to help with this sort of stuff.
Eric, are you there?
Hello?
We lose Eric. We lose Eric. We lost him. We'll get him back on, Mike. Thanks. You know, hang on the line here, Glenn, real quick here. We must have lost him somehow. And we will get him back on.
Electronic interference.
yeah, exactly. No, I like that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said that the bumper music I brought in was from a band called Planet P. I've kind of dated myself. This topic actually is probably kind of like Coast to Coast AM, which I'm not a huge fan of, but I do believe this is a very important topic to discuss. And when I met Eric, I was just blown away by all these issues, and I had all these questions about power lines, these big power line poles, and we see the big danger signs on the side of these fences that say don't go near this or don't climb. And I was always wondering, you know, what effect does this have on our life, health? When I met Eric, I just said, we got to have this guy on.
Well, the important thing to remember about this is that there's absolutely nothing woo-woo about this. This is demonstrable, measurable, empirically measurable stuff. And another thing I wanted to mention about that can be brought up to Eric is there was some talk a few years ago about the government deregulating the 60 hertz frequency cycle at which our AC electricity is generated. And as like in terms of one single thing, if the electricity companies, this is huge. If they start to allow and then don't maintain adherence to a 60 cycle frequency standard, that will manifestly play havoc with a great many of our electrical devices, shortening their the lifespan of the device. Can play havoc with circuit boards and with AC motors, stuff like that. And so I wonder what, you know, Eric might have to say about this, because I'm relatively sure that changing that 60 hertz frequency is going to greatly amplify the dirty electricity problem. So if I, you know, yeah.
Well, I don't think they're going to change 60 cycle. All our motors are tuned to run on 60 cycle, and they'll self-destruct if they change it very much. Is this still Glenn here I'm talking to?
Yes, Eric. Oh, okay, I didn't know you were back.
Okay. Right,
yes, it is.
The main thing is, before you spend a lot of money on high-tech rabbit foots to wear around your body, mm-hmm. or shielding, mm-hmm. to turn your house into an EMF bunker, what I suggest is you find out what are you up against. And that's what I realized I had to do, and I went out and got trained and certified. So what I do is I make the invisible visible. I use expensive German-made meters. We measure it, and we say, well, this is no concern, or slight concern, or severe concern, or extreme concern. And then if you say, well, I don't believe it, say, well, okay, here's a bunch of peer-reviewed studies going back 20 or 30 years. Even the government used to admit it, like the Naval Medical Research Institute report of 1972, a declassified document. So the truth is out there in plain sight, but right now we got the FCC saying there's no possibility of harm unless your flesh is overheated 2 degrees. By the way, you can find out more about me if you wanted to go and look at my website. It's Windheim EMF. If you just Google Windheim EMF, you'll see my YouTube site and you'll see my website. And Windheim is spelled Windheim.
I'll be listening to you tonight on YouTube, I'm sure. What about the weather influences and like wave propagation changes relative to weather and like the cumulative effect of all this stuff going up in the atmosphere? Have you found anything having to do with like this stuff being reflected back down and through wave propagation or anything like that?
You know, like I know there's things like HARP and all that, and I took atmospheric sciences in college, and I know you can change the weather by seeding the clouds, whether you seed them with silver iodide or metallic particles. But one thing's for sure, the exponential demand for videos on tablets and smartphones is driving up the demand for wireless cell tower data delivery by 460% between 2012 and 2015. Now, you know, that's a huge increase every single year, and it's the amount of electricity that it's sucking down is unbelievable. So the transmission of data by spraying it through the air is so much less efficient than delivering it on a wire or a fiber optic. But everybody's so high on the ability to watch a video on their tablet and that we're poisoning ourselves. This is a case of the victim is addicted to the toxin.
Right.
And it's
right.
Unsupportable. Exactly. We just can't keep spraying more electricity around. You know, I mean, I've got a peer-reviewed paper that says if you just take your cell phone, stick it in your front pocket, if you're a man, your sperm viability is down 40% in the first 2 hours. And that's
right.
Not even transmitting. That's just, it's just sitting there looking for the tower two or three times a minute. So sterility, you know, there's studies where they put mice at the base of cell phone towers. And in five generations, they're effectively sterile.
Yeah. Well,
so is this population
control? That's a great question. Great question. You know, that brings back to mind the radio, on the side of the road, the police officers with the radar guns, how we saw that they had an increased incidence of testicular cancer from all that, the radar. So that's a great question. And bringing in also, Glenn, the chemtrails of how the magnification of those particles also increases the EMF down here to us. Excellent questions.
Well,
I actually kind of need to move on here a little bit.
Okay, or the toxic heavy metals in our bodies, chelation of toxic heavy metals.
Well,
from our bodies,
I have noticed that people that have heavy metal toxicity are stricken much more severely by EMFs because essentially their whole body is a much better antenna.
Right, exactly.
Hey, thank you, Glenn.
Wow.
I need to push on here. Yeah, I need to push on here. Other callers lining up here.
Bye-bye.
Laura from Michigan, you're on the National Intel Report. What's your question to Eric Wenheim?
Hello. I've got a comment and a question. My comment is, I was able to opt out of the smart meter, but I did it before they put them in. We had gotten a letter from DTE, and they said that we are going to be in your neighborhood putting enhanced meters in your neighborhood. They didn't call it smart meter. They changed the wording. Enhanced metering. My husband says, that's not a smart meter. I said, yes, it is. I called them up, and I said, I want to opt out. So I was able to opt out, but it cost me $67 initially. And I have to pay an extra $10 every month on my bill. I figure it's worth it.
Well, yeah, sure. It is because the health damage from those things, you may never recover. And although it's extortion, plain and simple, you don't want to find out what can happen to you. I've seen so many people's lives destroyed. Now, with my utility, I served them a notice of right of self-defense that says, in the face of imminent and grave bodily injury, self-defense is a God-given and constitutionally protected right, so stay off my property and don't trespass. And they stayed off. Now, everybody else, they hopped their fences, they cut locks, they broke down gates. So I gave them a legal warning, certified mail, and then I delivered it to the board meeting and said, this is the notice that I gave to that man, your general manager, who makes $500,000 a year. Don't you dare come onto my property. And then we started bringing more and more people, and since it was televised, they didn't like that because we were pointing out all kinds of falsehoods that they were perpetrating.
Right.
So I feel very lucky
now. Now, you had a question,
you know,
too, okay?
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question is, all of a sudden, everybody's coming down with vertigo. Does that have something to do with this?
Well, yeah, dizziness and balance problems. If you go to, you know, the PowerPoint presentation I showed at Steve's Eagle Forum group, dizziness and balance problems are one of the things that happens when you're exposed to pulsed microwave radiation. And Steve, if I may, can I tell briefly what the difference between this type of man-made radiation is and the stuff we got floating around out in outer space? Would that be helpful
sure.
for people?
Yeah, go right ahead. Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Commonly, you'll hear an EMF defender, you know, like a utility or the FCC or a wireless company, and say, oh, man, Electromagnetic radiation has been around since the beginning of the creation. We have cosmic rays, we have microwaves, we have electric fields. Yeah, and we also have something called the Van Allen belt around our Earth, which protects us from that. And we know that pilots that fly up at high altitudes have a much higher incidence of cancer. So down here on Earth, it's safe. But there's a big difference between all this stuff in outer space and what's down here on Earth. The stuff on Earth is digitized, polarized, and modulated. It's kind of like homogenized milk versus raw milk. And we have all these radio telescopes aimed up at outer space. Maybe you're familiar with SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Huge arrays of these big dishes looking into outer space for any indication of an intelligently created information-carrying radio waves. We haven't found any. It only exists on Earth. So, and it's only been here, really, the last 30 years. Electricity was started just being distributed in 1885, and we found immediately that lifespan went down in the cities 8 years. Now, it didn't go down on the farms until after World War II when they got electricity, and then their lifespan went down. And then the Amish people were the only people that, as of today, they don't have any ADD, they don't have any autism, and they got half the rate of cancer, and they don't use electricity. Now, until the advent of the cell phone in the early 90s, the only sources of microwave radiation were radio towers, TV towers, and radar, TV, radio. That was it. But now, cell phone antennas are sprouting up everywhere, and the amount of microwave radiation saturating your daily life is conservatively a million billion times higher than it was 100 years ago. And this is a man-made alien toxin. The body has no defense, and cells do react. Whether you're symptomatic or not, your cells do react instantly to this radiation. It's something that can be seen under a microscope electrochemically. There's a reaction that your cells have. They put up heat shock proteins. The blood cells start to stick together. Your blood pressure goes up. Your oxygen transfer goes down. There's all kinds of obvious bioindicators. Call it the handwriting on the wall. But the government won't look at that. They only say if your flesh heats up 2 degrees, then you got a problem. And they say the first indication of radio frequency radiation sickness is thirst or dehydration. Well, I've got news for you. I see people that are injured at levels 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 times lower. No indication or complaint of body heating, but they have throbbing headaches, nosebleeds, heart palpitations, etc.
Hey, thanks, Laura, for your call. We need to push on. We got a couple of callers lined up here. I guess, Eric, my wife and I, we hiked up to Arecibo in Puerto Rico. I guess that was probably a bad idea, huh?
You hiked up to where?
Arecibo, the big radio telescope. Remember the movie Contact?
Well, it's a receiver. It's not a transmitter. I think it's a receiver.
Oh, is it? Okay. I thought it was the other. Okay. We're going to go out to Quincy, Florida. You're on the National Intel Report. What's your question?
Hey, this is a wonderful show. So glad that you're presenting this information today. 4 years ago, I moved into a condo, retired, and found myself dealing with hypothyroidism. My basal body temperature was low by 3 degrees. I got the Stetzer filters, got the Stetzer meter. I had plugs that were reading over 2,000 on my Stetzer meter.
Wow.
It should be below 50. So we used the filters, got everything normalized. We also rented an acoustimeter and found we had hot spots right on our bed. So we shielded the areas we needed to, and immediately our basal body temperature, resting body temperature, returned to normal.
Amazing. Well, you see, the FCC said, well, that's nonsense because, if you're affected by this, your body temperature is supposed to go up. So you probably had some other problem, like you're eating the wrong kind of herbs or something. Next. You know, they don't want to acknowledge these type of things that you just went through.
I'm just sharing it with everybody. If you're being treated for hypo or hyperthyroidism, you definitely need to get an acoustimeter or the Stetzer filter meter and
yes.
test your environment. See how what your environment is, because we are extremely health conscious and we go over our diets, we exercise. We couldn't figure out what was going on until finally we got wind of it.
You know, I went to an alternative health care doctor's house. Her husband was a pilot, and he lost his license due to diabetes and his blood sugar. It's controlled with insulin, but it can be as high as 200. And that's, so I said, okay, let's turn off the circuit breakers for your bedroom and all the rooms around your bedroom. And I called her 3 days later and said, have you discovered anything? And said, oh, yeah, we're believers. His blood sugar is now down to 90, and it used to be 200 or higher.
I do have a question.
Thank you very much for that call. Thank you for that call. We're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back. National Intel Report.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This is the National Intel Report. Actually, I have meaning for that last track coming in off the break there, in that I can only think that a lot of this technology is for surveillance of the people. Would you agree with that, Eric?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Let's take the smart meter, for example. They said it was to be more efficient. And, you know, my utility was able to terminate all the meter readers, and I think that saved, like, you know, millions of dollars. But those meter readers also used to do a valuable service of seeing if there's any kind of hazard or smoldering wires or defect on the power panel. But the smart meter itself, I mean, if you want to see about how what a spy device it is, go to takebackyourpower.net and buy a copy of the movie Take Back Your Power. I'm in it three times, and it goes over in great detail how this is a surveillance device that knows exactly when you turn on your toaster, your microwave, your TV, whether you're home or not. And they even had, you know, the head of the CIA, David Petraeus, he was quoted in Wired magazine as saying, "We will be able to spy on you through your dishwasher, and if we can, we probably will." So this is, when they know whether you're home and what you're using, you know, if I was a jewelry thief, I'd want to know when my victim is home or not, you know, and this is an invasion of your daily habitation pattern. Now, it goes further than that. These cell towers that they want to put up on every single block, it's called small cells, distributed antennas. They're not getting data out fast enough, so they want to have towers on every block, every couple hundred feet, 100 feet or less. Those things, they can, you know, once they got a beachhead on a pole on every block, they can put on chip readers. And, you know, license plates will soon have RFID chips on them. In fact, one electrical expert I talked to, he looked at the electrical block diagram of a smart meter, and he says there's a RFID chip reading circuit in this smart meter. So why does that have to, what does that have to do with billing you for the amount of electricity you use? Nothing. It's a surveillance device.
Yeah, it's becoming very Orwellian, 1984. This is out of control. The technology that should help us and make our lives better, improve our quality of life, it appears to be just the opposite. It's actually hurting us quite well. We're going to try to get one more last call in before the break here at the top of the hour.
Sure.
We've got Tom in Philadelphia. You're on the National Intel Report.
Hi, Tom. Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
What's your question, Tom? I just wanted to respond the fella Glenn, I live in the Philadelphia area also, and I've been in a little battle with Philadelphia Electric Company. They do not have an opt-out program.
Hold that question real quick here. Hold that question. We'll come right back after this commercial break. Thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.